This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump has fired his national security adviser, John Bolton. He served in the role since March 2018. In a tweet today, Trump thanked Bolton for his service and said he would be naming a replacement next week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed the issue today at a news conference.
I don't talk about the inner workings of how this all goes. We all give our candid opinions. There were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure. But that's true for lots of people with whom I interact. My mission set is always to make sure as I run the Department of State is to deliver America's diplomacy.
Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin was asked if Bolton's departure would mean a change in approach to Iran.
I would say Secretary Pompeo and myself and the president are completely aligned on our maximum pressure campaign. I think, you know, we've done more sanctions on Iran than anybody, and it's absolutely working. Now, the president has made clear he's happy to take a meeting with no preconditions, but we are maintaining the maximum pressure campaign.
Trump's announcement came just 90 minutes before Bolton was to appear alongside those two secretaries on the White House press room podium for a briefing. The New York Times and CNN are reporting that the CIA had a source with high-level access to the Kremlin who played a key role in the probe of Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election. The reports say President Vladimir Putin ordered an online influence campaign to influence the outcome of the vote. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has confirmed the source worked for Putin, but said the person was fired several years ago and did not have direct contact with the Russian president. A UN report has found that human rights violations and repression of fundamental freedoms in Nicaragua continue a year after a violent crackdown on dissent killed more than 300 protesters and injured more than 2,000. More than 83,000 protesters have been forced into exile since the start of the crisis. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said Tuesday it would be extremely inappropriate for the United States or any other foreign government to interfere in the city's affairs. Her warning was in response to a rally outside the U.S. consulate on Sunday. The pro-democracy demonstrators called for Congress to pass a bill supporting their efforts. Lam further warned that the violence would only deepen the conflict.
Violence should be stopped for the benefit of Hong Kong. But going forward to mend the rift in society and to bring back peace, then we are very willing to engage people directly in a dialogue.
Sunday's rally evolved into yet another violent clash between protesters accused of vandalizing subway stations and blocking traffic and riot police, who responded by firing tear gas to force the protesters to disperse. Residents of a dozen villages in disputed Kashmir say nighttime raids by Indian troops began just before the New Delhi government stripped the region of its statehood last month. The residents told AP that soldiers beat young men and threatened to kidnap their sisters. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi speaking today at the UN Human Rights Council.
Human rights are being trampled with impunity by India. The people of this occupied land are suffering systematic and serial violations of their fundamental freedoms.
And here's Indian Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Vijay Thakur Singh.
One delegation here has given a running commentary with offensive rhetoric of false allegations and concocted charges against my country. The world is aware that this fabricated narrative comes from the epicenter of global terrorism, where ringleaders are sheltered for years. This country conducts cross-border terrorism as a form of alternate diplomacy.
U.S. President Donald Trump says his administration is discussing the possibility of granting residents from the hurricane-hit Bahamas temporary protected status as a short-term permission to reside in the United States. Temporary protected status has been granted in the past to people from Haiti, El Salvador, and Honduras in response to emergencies in those countries. Bahamian authorities say the death toll from last week's Hurricane Dorian is at 50, but they expect that number to rise as more bodies are found. And circling back to our top story, President Trump has fired his national security adviser, John Bolton. Bolton served in the role since March 2018. In a tweet, Trump thanked Bolton for his service and said he'd be naming a replacement next week. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.